Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Attention, please. Passenger Peter Jones, who arrived from New York, flight SU-101, please come to the information desk, which is to the right of the check-in area on the ground floor. Your suitcase was collected by another passenger by mistake. Now it has been returned and you can get it. If the luggage is not reclaimed, it'll be transferred to the lost property office. We also ask you not to touch any unattended luggage or lost documents, but to contact an airport official.
Text B.
Hi Fred, it's Charlie. I just want to tell you that you were lucky to be late for that film we saw today. Really lucky, because I've never seen anything more stupid. I was about to give up in the middle of the film and leave, but Kate and Alice talked me into staying up to the end, though they didn't like it either. Now I feel silly for spending so much time and money for nothing. Anyway, call me back when you have time. Both Kate and Alice send you their regards.
Text C.
Alex, hi!
Carol, it's nice to see you again.
I heard you've been to Australia, haven't you?
Yes, I lived there with my parents for 6 months.
Sounds like a long trip. Were your parents working there?
Yes, they still do. Dad signed a 2-year contract with a construction company in Melbourne. Mum decided to stay there too.
And you? Are you planning to live here or to go back to Australia?
I have to stay here in England with my aunt's family. I'd like to complete my school education here and go to university in Britain. Construction engineering like Dad.
Text D.
Hey, Tim. I've been looking for you.
Hi, Joan. What's happened?
Nothing. I've been trying to contact you since yesterday, but you never answer. Is your phone switched off, or have you blocked me?
Oh, no, certainly not. I've just got a new phone number. Sorry I did not tell you.
Why? What happened?
I lost my phone, must have left it somewhere. So I had to buy a new one and get a new SIM card. Just a minute. I'll call you and you'll get my number. And why did you call?
Mia and I are going on a picnic this Sunday. Care to join us?
Sure, it sounds like fun.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the texts again.
Text A.
Attention, please. Passenger Peter Jones, who arrived from New York, flight SU-101, please come to the information desk, which is to the right of the check-in area on the ground floor. Your suitcase was collected by another passenger by mistake. Now it has been returned and you can get it. If the luggage is not reclaimed, it'll be transferred to the lost property office. We also ask you not to touch any unattended luggage or lost documents, but to contact an airport official.
Text B.
Hi, Fred, it's Charlie. I just want to tell you that you were lucky to be late for that film we saw today. Really lucky, because I've never seen anything more stupid. I was about to give up in the middle of the film and leave, but Kate and Alice talked me into staying up to the end, though they didn't like it either. Now I feel silly for spending so much time and money for nothing. Anyway, call me back when you have time. Both Kate and Alice send you their regards.
Text C.
Alex, hi.
Carol, it's nice to see you again.
I heard you've been to Australia, haven't you?
Yes, I lived there with my parents for 6 months.
Sounds like a long trip. Were your parents working there?
Yes, they still do. Dad signed a 2-year contract with a construction company in Melbourne. Mum decided to stay there too.
And you? Are you planning to live here or to go back to Australia?
I have to stay here in England with my aunt's family. I'd like to complete my school education here and go to university in Britain. Construction engineering like Dad.
Text D.
Hey, Tim. I've been looking for you.
Hi, Joan. What's happened?
Nothing. I've been trying to contact you since yesterday, but you never answer. Is your phone switched off, or have you blocked me?
Oh, no, certainly not. I've just got a new phone number. Sorry I did not tell you.
Why? What happened?
I lost my phone. Must have left it somewhere. So I had to buy a new one and get a new SIM card. Just a minute. I'll call you and you'll get my number. And why did you call?
Mia and I are going on a picnic this Sunday. Care to join us?
Sure, it sounds like fun.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about being an only child. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
My friends often say that I'm lucky to be the only child in the family because I get all the attention of my parents. Well, I can see their point. But I've always wanted to have a sister or a brother because it's not always interesting to play alone, and to have some company for games would be really nice. It's so much fun having more children in the family when they can play with each other and be good friends and enjoy each other's company.
Speaker B.
When I was a child, I could have any toy I wanted because I had no brothers or sisters. So my parents didn't have to save money.
I was the center of attention for my parents and I loved it. It's still the same. I don't think it's boring to be an only child. In fact, it's a great experience and gives a child a sense of self-confidence and good self-esteem. I love the fact that I'm the most important person for my parents, and it will always be like that. Speaker C.
I think being an only child teaches you a lot of things about life. First of all, you have nobody to play with, so you learn very quickly how to spend your free time alone without feeling bored. Besides, you have to do a lot of things on your own or learn things yourself by trial and error. Often it means you spend much time reading or drawing, which is very good for self-development. Secondly, you build your character this way.
Speaker D. In my opinion, being an only child is not the best thing which can happen to you. Most of my friends have brothers and sisters, but I'm the only child, and I find it hard to share things with anybody, or make friends or start a conversation. I can't say I feel bored without brothers or sisters, but I do feel I lack some communication skills. There are many other disadvantages about being an only child as well. It's not enjoyable at all. Speaker E.
I am the only child in the family, and I find it really hard. Not because I have nobody to play with, but because my parents expect too much. I have to do my best to study well, and my marks and my behavior must be perfect. My parents worry too much about me, and it's not bad, maybe, but it's certainly not easy to be what your parents want you to be. It's hard to live like that and always be perfect. My friends feel more comfortable with siblings.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about being an only child. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
My friends often say that I'm lucky to be the only child in the family because I get all the attention of my parents. Well, I can see their point. But I've always wanted to have a sister or a brother because it's not always interesting to play alone, and to have some company for games would be really nice. It's so much fun having more children in the family when they can play with each other and be good friends and enjoy each other's company.
Speaker B. When I was a child, I could have any toy I wanted because I had no brothers or sisters, so my parents didn't have to save money. I was the center of attention for my parents and I loved it. It's still the same. I don't think it's boring to be an only child. In fact, it's a great experience and gives a child a sense of self-confidence and good self-esteem. I love the fact that I'm the most important person for my parents and it will always be like that. Speaker C.
I think being an only child teaches you a lot of things about life. First of all, you have nobody to play with, so you learn very quickly how to spend your free time alone without feeling bored. Besides, you have to do a lot of things on your own or learn things yourself by trial and error. Often it means you spend much time reading or drawing, which is very good for self-development. Secondly, you build your character this way.
Speaker D. In my opinion, being an only child is not the best thing which can happen to you. Most of my friends have brothers and sisters, but I'm the only child, and I find it hard to share things with anybody, or make friends or start a conversation. I can't say I feel bored without brothers or sisters, but I do feel I lack some communication skills. There are many other disadvantages about being an only child as well. It's not enjoyable at all. Speaker E.
I am the only child in the family, and I find it really hard. Not because I have nobody to play with, but because my parents expect too much. I have to do my best to study well, and my marks and my behavior must be perfect. My parents worry too much about me. And it's not bad, maybe, but it's certainly not easy to be what your parents want you to be. It's hard to live like that and always be perfect. My friends feel more comfortable with siblings.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
I would like to thank you for taking part in our survey.
Oh, it's okay. We often carry out different surveys at school.
Do you go to school? What year are you in?
I'm in year 11, unfortunately.
Why unfortunately? Is it because you don't like the number 11, or because you have to take your exams this year?
The latter. I have to take science. A great problem for me.
When I was at school, I had problems with maths and with PE.
PE? The best subject ever. We always play basketball in PE, and I'm the captain of our basketball team.
Impressive. Do you do any other sport?
No, we've got different clubs at school, football, tennis, and others. But to get results, you need to focus on one thing. For me, it's basketball. I have no time for anything else. We practice 5 times a week. Including Saturday and Sunday. I can only relax on Wednesdays when we do not train and don't have classes at school either.
What do you do on your day off?
Practically nothing. I plan my week to leave Wednesday free. Our coach says it's important to change types of activity. I just listen to music and hang around with friends.
Who encouraged you to take sports so seriously?
My cousin. He's always been sort of a role model for me. He speaks 2 foreign languages, by the way, Italian and Spanish.
And you? What foreign languages do you speak?
Only German, but I speak it almost fluently.
Okay, German is a difficult language. But getting back to your cousin, do you spend lots of time together?
Not really. We both are very busy. He goes to college, and as a sport, he goes mountain biking.
Do you go mountain biking with him? On holiday, for instance?
No, it's too extreme. But we go fishing on holiday. We both enjoy it.
Great. Any other holiday activities? Like sunbathing, for example, or boating?
Boating? No, we only use a boat when we go fishing.
I see. And one more question, if you don't mind.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
I would like to thank you for taking part in our survey.
Oh, it's okay. We often carry out different surveys at school.
Do you go to school? What year are you in?
I'm in year 11, unfortunately.
Why unfortunately? Is it because you don't like the number 11, or because you have to take your exams this year?
The latter. I have to take science. A great problem for me.
When I was at school, I had problems with maths and with PE.
PE? The best subject ever. We always play basketball in PE, and I'm the captain of our basketball team.
Impressive. Do you do any other sport?
No, we've got different clubs at school, football, tennis, and others. But to get results, you need to focus on one thing. For me, it's basketball. I have no time for anything else. We practice 5 times a week, including Saturday and Sunday. I can only relax on Wednesdays when we do not train and don't have classes at school either.
What do you do on your day off?
Practically nothing. I plan my week to leave Wednesday free. Our coach says it's important to change types of activity. I just listen to music and hang around with friends.
Who encouraged you to take sport so seriously?
My cousin. He's always been sort of a role model for me. He speaks 2 foreign languages, by the way, Italian and Spanish.
And you? What foreign languages do you speak?
Only German, but I speak it almost fluently.
Okay, German is a difficult language. But getting back to your cousin, do you spend lots of time together?
Not really. We both are very busy. He goes to college, and as a sport, he goes mountain biking.
Do you go mountain biking with him? On holiday, for instance?
No, it's too extreme. But we go fishing on holiday. We both enjoy it.
Great. Any other holiday activities? Like sunbathing, for example, or boating?
Boating? No, we only use a boat when we go fishing.
I see. And one more question, if you don't mind.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.